From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. China has its eyes on the U.S. Chinese firms are starting to buy American companies that specialize in healthcare, energy, and information technology. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Anders Brown and Lincoln Pop are smart, likable technology guys. 6 years ago, they left their jobs at Microsoft to start their own company. By the summer of 2007, they were doing quite well, but they wanted to ramp up their business. Here's what Brown was thinking.
We're in a global economy. We're not going to go backwards from that.
And to remain competitive in building and testing software for major U.S. companies, they would need a global partner. They considered IT firms in Brazil and India, but China seemed to make the most sense. So they went on a scouting trip.
We'd never been to China, no. So two guys from Microsoft in the Northwest land in the middle of Beijing, you know, with just our eyes completely opened around what was really going on over there in terms of growth and opportunity.
Keep in mind, they weren't looking to be acquired. They just wanted a partner. They bonded almost instantly with Chinese executives from a company called iSoftStone.
One thing led to another. We started working very well together, and by February of 2008, we had completely merged the companies.
Actually, iSoftStone bought their company for an undisclosed amount.
We had a lot of questions from whether it's family, friends, or colleagues that said, why China?
For Lincoln Pop, the answer was pretty straightforward. China has a large IT workforce. But beyond that, he and Brown recognized that China intends to play and play hard in the global IT sandbox. They could either join them or be on the other side.
Yeah, hey.
Today, the company's software engineers in Seattle and in China huddle around phones and computers, sharing ideas and projects across countries and time zones.
We're going to get you an Excel spreadsheet of the new data, right?
And since Jimmy is able to migrate the data over the weekend.
Aside from these long-distance conversations and the company's bilingual business cards, there's not much in the offices here to suggest this is a Chinese company. Again, Anders Brown.
In a way, we're almost happy that you don't see a huge distinction there. That's what we want. We want to try to build a global company, not just a Chinese company operating in the United States. Those are very different things.
Despite its overall economic power, China has not yet established global brands, and its direct U.S. investment remains small, a few billion dollars last year, according to a U.S. government estimate. But there's little doubt that Chinese investment here will grow.
The Chinese want to move away from being just the workshop to the world sweatshop.
That's Joe Massey of the advisory firm Sierra Asia. The former senior official with the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says China wants to be part of the knowledge economy.
So learning from us is one of the things that they want to do.
In addition to IT firms, for example, one Chinese company has a major stake in a California solar company. Another bought an East Coast company that makes patient monitoring devices. The specter of Chinese companies buying U.S. firms raises all kinds of questions. Who will run the American companies? Will they be exploited for China's gain? What will happen to our intellectual property? Michael Routing spent years working in China. Today, he's a business consultant and sits on the Washington State China Relations Council. He says some skepticism about Chinese buyouts is only natural, but adds, Chinese investment is a good thing, so long as the Chinese companies play by our rules.
They will become better run, more transparent, with a better sense of governance and global standards. And that can't help but be good for everybody.
So far, at least, Anders Brown and Lincoln Pop are pleased with the deal they made. And Pop says they're learning about doing business the Chinese way.
During decision-making processes, people listening to you and nodding wasn't necessarily consent. A nod was not a yes.
A nod, he learned, was just that. The real decision would be made over dinner. Today, Pop and Brown run iSoftStone's U.S. operations largely as they see fit. Their business has grown about 400%, and the local staff has nearly quadrupled. As part of their buyout package, the tech guys from Seattle were given stock in the Chinese company. Last week, it went public, and the value of their iSoftStone shares, now trading on the New York Stock Exchange, rose sharply. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.